This is a homebrew podcast.
Ew, does anyone smell that? It smells really gross. Ugh.
Well, you know what they say, whoever smelt it dealt it.
Oh my god, it wasn't me. Ugh. I am gonna throw up though, it's so gross.
I just got a text message saying we have our new crew member aboard. But I don't see him anywhere.
Wait, the nuns told me about this guy. His name is the Silent Assassin. You can smell him, but you can't see him.
Or silent but deadly, I suppose.
Well,
what's his name?
Welcome to the crew, Adrian.
Adrian, the Silent Assassin.
Welcome back to Sanity Damage. I've got some music going. Cody, can you share the...
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
I thought I had it.
All good. Welcome back to Sanity Damage, a tabletop role-playing game actual play live show. I'm your game master, Nathan, and I am joined tonight by Cody.
Abraham Blavatsky. Thrilled that we're rich. Not so thrilled to see the talking hairy skull.
Pippin.
Tor. Well, I guess this is a wrap.
Ellen.
Penelope Whitlock. Are you my mummy?
I guess I'll just keep that going.
That's
Mackie.
They call me Finn, and I think I still got some, is that mummy juice or sarcophagus juice, something on my hands.
Sarcophagus juice.
Yes, drink the black juice. I dare you.
Got all over me. We're trying to move it.
And Alex.
Arf. I am so glad that we finished that Chalupa Supreme.
Join us on episode 78 of our first campaign, To Whom the Sea Belongs. Last time, you delved deeper into Atahualpa's pyramid. You fought and defeated him. Made everyone hungry with the amount of Taco Bell references. And Abraham explored into the wings of this room a little bit and found his old friend, the hairy skull with the bulging eyeballs, the speaker of his deity. So that's exactly where we are going to pick back up.
Hey, Abraham, it's been a little while.
I feel like it's been too soon. What do you want?
I'm just here to keep an eye on you, as it were.
And one of his eyes rolls back so that it's like just the white. So he's just looking at you with one.
Just making sure you're, you know, destroying things and making things corrupt. Doesn't have to be immediate. Doesn't have to be like... The blood was a nice touch. Making sure the water all turned to blood, that was good. We need more of that. More of that.
Yeah, I'm working on it. As you know, I have a long con. I don't know how else to put it.
Long con is great. Long con's great. I mean, this island's been cursed for ages. Why not just make it a little bit more cursed, right? Just leave some ruin in your way, why don't you?
Right, and then we're going to take this money and we're going to flood some local economy, destroying their, you know, businesses, and everyone's going to be, you know, pretty upset about that. They'll be happy at first, and then they'll be sad later.
I mean, that's great. That's the most delicious kind of sadness, but I don't know, just be sure that the island lives to regret your departure, all right? Make sure you've left a lasting legacy here.
Do you know how many square feet the island is?
Both of his eyes roll back. What is that spell?
Plant growth. It's a mile
mild radius?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I could do it a couple of times these days.
Yeah, a couple of times.
I mean, I do think I have to take 8 hours. Oof. Yeesh.
It is just under a day's travel from north to south. It's you're on like the S-shaped island on Nelton's map right now. So it's
right.
You know, it's much longer from east to west, but from north to south it's like pretty safe to say that a couple casts would ruin the environment.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see what we can do. I feel like this place has really scorned me enough to incur my wrath.
Well, that's the spirit.
Yeah, my friends are still busy outside. So, is there anything direct that you need from me before I get back to...
No. Just an understanding. Just you want things to keep happening in your favor. We've got to have something back in ours. So that's all.
Right. I mean, I totally understand where you're coming from. It might look confusing from the outside, but trust me, once I'm in, you know, a position of power and I've got whatever I need at my disposal, I will. People will, you know, it's gonna be bad, trust me.
Okay, you keep saying that, and you keep saying, trust me, it might look confusing from the outside. Have you forgotten who the god is here?
I'm not trying to pull the wool over anyone's eyes.
Aelith needs her corruption. She needs her decimation of the world.
All right. Well, it's a one for you, one for me situation, I suppose. I'll do this one for you. The next one, I want you to trust me.
We can talk about that, sure. We trusted you last time. You trust us this time. Yeah. We're one for one. Also, you're not the god in this equation.
Well, I don't know why you keep bringing this up. You're the one that are putting words in my mouth.
Yeah, sure.
All right, well, have fun. And yeah. He like rolls over, and when the skull reappears, it's just like a normal skull.
Yeah, I just put it back where it belongs and walk out into the room. Oh, hello, everyone. Just filling my bag of holding with lots of gold.
Did you check to see if it was cursed still?
No.
If this is uncursed, we should probably.
I have a good feeling about this.
That it's cursed? Because you tend to like things that are cursed, so.
I was going to say, that seems an old way to determine whether something is cursed or not. A feeling,
yeah.
You know, that's.
Like, I had a good feeling about this mummy room, and.
You had a good feeling about this mummy room?
Yeah, I thought I was going to fight a bunch of mummies.
You know, I was really confused because there's like a room down there under the blood, but I don't know what's in it, except maybe that's where the skeletons were coming from. So maybe it's just a room full of submerged skeletons.
I wish Zachariah were here. He would have loved a room full of submerged skeletons.
Yes, I'm sure he would have.
Beautiful.
I still don't have any way to get rid of the blood.
Is it still... Penny, is there like a little chunk of like rubble or something?
Sure.
Yeah, Penny's gonna... pick that up and then go over to the edge of the pool. Friendly reminder that my nuns are still hanging out. They're on break time though. They're like drinking coffee, mm-hmm. And she's gonna cast light on the piece of rubble and drop it in to see if it's still like corrosive, or like how deep it goes. Like what's going on down there?
So, I'm sorry, you said you're casting light on it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, blood is pretty much opaque. It's like, you know, holding a flashlight to your hand, like, you can see the light through it, but you can't make out any details because your hand is in the way.
Okay.
I would say, based on, like, the sploosh and the, like, clink, if you're all, like, really quiet and listening very closely, it's maybe... The sploosh and the plink. it's maybe 15 feet deep.
And just blood? It's thick like blood?
It's thick like blood.
Blood is thicker than water.
Indeed. I would say the plink from the rock hitting like the bottom is sufficient for you to surmise that this is not like... This is not the acidic blood that the other room had. This isn't going to hurt you from touching your finger into it.
Mm-hmm. But you gotta jump into a pool of blood.
Are you suggesting that I jump into the pool of blood?
Should we all just jump? Should we all just hold hands?
I don't have to breathe. That's the thing, so...
Yeah, I would appreciate that. I thought I was gonna take one for the team, but blood is just so hard to get out of clothes.
Yeah, I'm gonna take my clothes off.
And he looks away.
And then I will dive into the blood.
All right. So you're blinded, but we'll say it takes like 20 minutes, and I'll say you can feel your way around the room down here sufficiently. So I'll scribble a little bit on it. There's a walkway that goes back a little bit. It seems like some kind of undead barracks, kind of like you surmised. So it's just like benches or what do you call it? Like bunk beds almost.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And there's some kind of like grate here, but the grate is currently closed. But you feel like they are slats that could open, potentially draining it.
See.
They're closed via some kind of mechanism.
Fascinating. Yeah, I'll climb back out and... I don't know. I don't know what to do now that I'm covered in blood. This is gross. Yeah, it's just like a room full of submerged skeletons, guys. Exactly what we thought.
Nothing else.
There's like a crate that could drain the blood theoretically, but it's operated by a mechanism to which I could not find any sort down there.
Mm-hmm. Was there any mechanism in that room you were in earlier?
No. Maybe. I don't know. I didn't take a good look, to be honest. I got dragon fever and just started stuffing, I don't know, like 30,000 gold in my bag. I'll split it with you guys. I also think we could probably, you know, just regular carry out some extra gold. If we want, I don't know. It seems like an awful waste.
Maybe we can use one of these sarcophagi.
Penny looks over at Finn, like with like panic eyes, thinking they're gonna have to carry it.
I will
it.
Not
yeah.
be pushing it again. No.
No, that was I. No.
I did my time. I did my time.
What if we take the golden sarcophagus as well?
That could be intriguing. That could be intriguing.
I kind of just want this painting as well. It's so good.
It would look nice above a mantle.
Oh, when we get our new ship, we can put it in the captain's quarters.
Yeah.
Did we investigate the other little alcovey room? Was it just more jars and stuff?
You have not yet investigated it.
We didn't even investigate the golden sarcophagi yet, I don't think.
Correct. In the other room down here that is next to Tor, Like the one that Abraham looked at, it's a long, almost like a hallway. Just there's only one entrance and exit, so it's like a very, very long walk-in closet.
Gotcha.
It has shelves that are lined with clay urns. At the very end, Penelope has just charged right in. At the very end, they are not on the map, but there is a big lever here, like the ones that the Penelope has been pulling.
Okay, so one of the nuns is on one shoulder, and one of the nuns is on the other shoulder, and she's like looking back and forth at him. It's like she's like trying to think: should she do it? Should she pull it? Should she pull it? And one nun is like nodding, and one nun is like shaking their head.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nice.
And I back away.
Fool me once. Shame on you. Fool me the fourth time with your acid pools. Shame on me.
You know what I pictured in my head in that moment was like, you know when you go to like a kid's discovery museum and they just have like a random wall full of like levers and like wheels to play with?
Yes,
it was that.
Totally.
So it's all the way down at the end, huh?
It is all the way down at the end.
I guess we'll wait until Abraham gets in here before pointing it out.
Yeah, Abraham's got like a roll of like mummy toilet paper and he's like wiping off the blood. He's got like his pants on. What is that, a lever? Oh, great, now we find the lever. Oh.
Are you sure there wasn't another one on the other side?
I'm pretty sure there wasn't. There wasn't, was there?
Should if you double check, there was.
Oh, boy. You know, guys, maybe we should
just check the entire area for levers and the like.
Nathan, can I make a lever check?
I barely looked, guys. I didn't really check.
Roll for lever check, please.
If you want to actually give me an investigation check, I'll count that as like some kind of intuition for what lever is going to do, approximately what most of the mechanism is contained within the wall, but there's a chance that you could like, you know, follow the pipe or like the electrical line through. Like if you're tearing drywall down in a house and you're trying to figure that out.
Investigation, you say?
Mm-hmm.
No, I'll get some heat on that action. Some action on that heat. I don't know. The 12 gonna do it?
12 is not gonna do it. Just can't make out where the mechanism is directing.
I think she's too distracted by the lever.
Probably.
Yeah.
Was there any pipes down there?
Yeah, there's like a grate thing that I think you could open and it would drain the blood.
Did you see which
no additional no additional piping like what caused the water to turn into blood, just a drainage grate.
Do you want to pull the levers at the same time or something?
Oh, that's a thought.
Tor's gonna look into the sarcophagus and see if there's like a labeled left side.
if there's a button. There's a keypad.
There is a button we heard about that wasn't there for the door.
There's this strange carving into the side of this wall. It says up, down, left, right,
ABA start. Yep.
The ancient speak, yes.
Wow.
Level 20.
You become level 30 instantly.
Within the sarcophagus tour, there is no such instruction. There is an old, very old book that appears to have mostly disintegrated. Like, it's mainly just the wooden cover now and the, like, dusty remains of paper. There's some more gold. And, that is... I think that's all that would be in the sarcophagus.
Tor's gonna put some gold in his pocket. And what was it? So there's nothing that kind of indicated which way. Tor will look at the book.
Okay. It appears to be some kind of a diary or journal or like record book. It's the ink on the cover has faded and the pages will like dissolve, basically like turn to dust when you flip through them. It doesn't appear to be supernatural in any way. It's just very, very old.
Do I make anything out? Like what it might be as they're breaking apart at all? Or is it just die?
it just dissolves.
Tor's just going to clap his hands and, you know, like, blow stuff, blow off the dust.
Did you find any ancient artifacts in there, Tor? I sure hope you didn't destroy anything by accident.
Tor will flip him a coin.
Yep. There you go.
Oh, gee. More gold.
Well, you asked.
Pull the lever would... time.
Yeah, just... how are we gonna figure out how to do it? Is there gonna be a signal?
I don't know.
A countdown, maybe? Someone could stand in the middle and 3, 2, 1 it.
Why don't you just shoot your gun?
That could work. I could do that.
Oh, you should probably shoot it into the blood pool and not like maybe up high to if there's any structural damage. Yeah.
Absolutely, absolutely. All right.
A single musket ball brings the entire pyramid down.
You never know.
You never know.
Better safe than sorry.
Very good.
Based all on right. The conversation we had before recording.
Why
you let me know when you're ready.
Don't put that black magic on us, Ricky Bobby.
I'm not aware of any recording conversation, but I think
it was just like before you joined. Yeah,
you don't want to be aware of the things that were said because they are not good things.
So I thought
it would be a good thing.
I can't remember. Did Atahualpa have like anything good on him?
He had the psionic like resistance.
I can't remember if I said I grabbed it or not, maybe. Or okay. It could just be laying there. I don't know.
Yeah, he had his headdress and he had some weapons that are just normal. They're magical for the purpose of resistances, but they're otherwise there's no additional bonus to them.
I see.
His
would
headdress
they sell
is the only thing
for a lot.
Probably so, just because like they're still sharp. It looks like they didn't rust at all. Like they're magically immune to that.
Oh yeah, keep them. All sure. Right, I guess. Do I have to pull the lever? I'm pretty hurt.
Fine.
Tor will put on this headdress and then walk over to the upper room's lever.
It looks great on you, Tor.
Thank you.
Right, but just let me know when you're in place, and I'll pew pew.
Oh, Penny's gonna, when she's in place, she's gonna send Raven over to Finn.
Ah, lovely. Right. Everybody ready?
Ready as
well. When everybody is situated, Finn will shoot into the blood pool.
All right. And I assume Penelope and Tor both pull levers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, Tor's lever results in a very faint, like, metallic screeching, like, grating noise that Finn and Abraham can hear as the blood drains out of the chamber.
Oh. Wow.
There we go. Perfect.
Really draining.
That's a lot of blood.
That's a lot of blood.
We're gonna be here for a while.
Somebody got a watch. Time it. Take bets, maybe. Done. Oh, there it is.
And there is also a stone against stone noise as the chamber door opens up again.
Hey!
Look at what teamwork did. How about that?
You'll have to see it.
So So we're gonna hop down in the empty blood pool now.
Fine, I'll do it first.
There's nothing of interest there. It's literally just like a little skeleton barracks.
Oh, I thought that was the way out of the room.
I know, I was kind of excited. Yeah.
Did no one else think that?
Oh, sure. So the grate itself, it's like window slats that that turn up, so allowing the blood out, but it doesn't reveal like another passageway. It doesn't keep going for gotcha. Like a humanoid to travel.
Hmm. Just a true drain.
Yeah. Has Arf been doing anything this time, or just kind of hanging out, waiting for everyone to figure stuff out?
Yeah, he's real hurt, so he's just kind of like limping around. He's like, the blood. Yeah, it's just...
Oh, ugh. that's right, healing.
He's drinking some whiskey.
Penny, when she's done, is going to slap him on the back and, sorry, I need to look at my spell slots really quickly. What about a fourth level cure wounds?
Ooh.
How about that? How do you like them apples?
I like it. I like those apples. Oh, I have cure wounds at level one. I forget. He slaps himself on the back.
Well, that's 20 for mine.
Nice.
Nice. Yeah, I'll give myself a little slap on the back. Heal. I just go, ooh. And then I, oh wow, 4 for myself. Okay, I roll 2. I go, ooh. I'm feeling a little bit better now.
And then he's going to be like, oh, Arf, that's so cute.
The whiskey?
No, like the healing yourself. It's like adorable.
Oh, it's all right. Well, thank you. And I'm gonna walk away with my whiskey and go behind one of these pillars. I got stuck on a pillar.
Found out which pillar it was.
Now imagine if that was a real life thing. Like you just got stuck on walls sometimes.
That is a real life thing, Nathan. It happens to me all the time.
Now that this area is drained of blood, I'll just like walk down the wall there and take another look. Anything that we like missed that's obvious?
No.
Damn.
Literally just like a barracks.
And then I'll just walk on back up the wall there.
Did you try breaking the grate and looking past that?
No. Was it still open?
The grate was open, yes. You could see, like, the grate is very bloody. I guess the ground is too. Through the slats in the grate, you could just see a pool of blood.
It's full of blood.
Like a cistern of blood.
It's like a cistern of blood.
What's a blood cistern?
Have you met my cistern blood?
Oh wow.
Oh, is it that time of the month?
Ah, wow. Cody!
Wow. You set me up for that. What was
no, I didn't!
Tor's gonna put his hand on Abraham's shoulder and lay on hands him for 30 and be like,
let's just move this up and out.
And he's going to walk over to the sarcophagus and begin pushing. Like, he heals him and he's like, this is your punishment.
That was a good joke. That was a good joke. I don't care. Yeah. Can we lift it?
We should take the painting too.
Yeah, put that on top.
Can we reduce the sarcophagus so we can take it more easily?
Oh, now you're thinking with numbers. There you go.
I'm not going to do that.
Reducing the sarcophagus will make it movable. Yes.
Yes.
I could do that. I could do that.
And the painting is large and unwieldy, but it's not like it is. It's framed in actual gold, so it's still heavy, but it's not infeasible the way the sarcophagus was.
Can we reduce the painting?
If you put the painting on top of the sarcophagi, couldn't it all reduce? Or maybe put it in the sarcophagi?
It's one, an object.
Can we fuse it together
really
quickly?
Yeah, I was about to say, can we melt it down really quickly?
What is this, Tears of the Kingdom?
What if...
Well, that's what I'm saying. Can we not put it inside of it? Because theoretically, the things inside of the sarcophagi, wouldn't they also shrink, like the book and stuff?
You all did not get bigger when you made your boat bigger.
That's fair.
We were on top of the boat. We weren't inside the boat. If I had been in the boat, I would have gotten bigger.
I already allowed that the painting itself is movable.
I'm
just going to leave it at that.
Can Raven and Myrrh use the power of friendship to carry the painting together?
I think the painting is too big for them. Oh, the grate at 1/8 its weight is probably still too much for them, actually. Solid gold. Yeah, I don't think they're going to be able to be helpful in this scenario.
So we move the sarcophagus and then we move the painting.
No, we make the sarcophagus small and then the painting Penny looks over at Tor.
Work.
We can just do that. You go backwards.
Well, we all got hands at work. Can we all maybe... Couple people grab one, couple people grab the other. This is not unreasonable.
Yeah, Penny can help with the painting.
I'll get the painting. We're moving buddies now.
How small is the sarcophagus when it's reduced?
Decreases its size from one category.
So if it's like medium human to size small, right example, now, so it would turn into the size of a cat.
Well, it was large human-sized because Atahualpa was in his big, like, pharaonic armor. So now it's medium human-sized. So it's still quite heavy.
Did he drop his armor somewhere?
Yeah, out of his armor, his headdress is the only thing that would be, like, fashion... I don't mean fashionable in, like... look good. I mean fashionable and like you could fashion it into something you could wear.
Okay.
The rest of his armor is too like none of you would be large enough to wear it.
We could sell it.
Is that
to a museum.
You could, it belongs in a museum, right?
Yes.
Is it, if it's magic armor, wait.
I don't think it is magic.
Let's just shrink the sarcophagus, put the armor and weapons in the sarcophagus.
I just thought we would do this. I don't think that works.
I said shrink and then put it in, not...
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would work because it's still a medium-sized sarcophagus.
Okay.
You can have the medium-sized sarcophagus that will eventually grow large again after... What's the duration?
A minute.
A while. A minute!
I think?
Oh my God.
You've got to hurry.
Oh.
Jesus.
I thought it was more than that. Give me a second.
Yeah, it's 1 minute.
It says 1 minute. I don't know.
By the time you finish discussing what to do, it turns back into its normal self.
We got to book it. Let's go.
All right. I don't think I can push even it. Walk out of here in a minute.
We could push it.
My buff nuns can help, maybe.
I don't
just
think
the loud
can.
Screech of metal on stone.
I mean, Abraham's not super weak, but I'm also not super strong.
It is reasonable to me that if you take the sarcophagus with the weapons and armor from Atahualpa inside of it and Torin Abraham are carrying that, and the combination of two or three of the rest of you are carrying the painting. You can make it to the steep upslant if you're retracing your steps.
Oh boy, I forgot about this steep upslant, guys. This is
really rough. With Tor's anchor, I'm not going to worry about any kind of skill challenge getting up the slant. By the time you reach the top of the slant is when the sarcophagus would get large again.
Well, guys, we're like almost out of here. How about another cast of that? Reduce.
That was all I had, mate.
What? Can't you upcast it?
Finn's a fighter.
I think she's just done for the day. She might need to sleep.
Yeah, I could make it like light up, but that's about it. Would you like it to be glowy and purple? Because that could be a thing.
No, that's not helpful.
I mean, I kind of would, actually.
I would too. I understand. I would too. How important is it that it stays in one piece?
Probably very.
Okay. Just running options.
I mean, theoretically, like how... We're like in the middle of a jungle right now, right?
Yeah.
Right.
And we need to check. We still have to get off this island. This like pyramid was just like a fun little side adventure, right?
Correct.
So like, what is the end game with the sarcophagus? Like, we're just gonna trek through the jungle with the sarcophagus.
Allegedly.
Yes. To a potentially days trek through the jungle with the sarcophagus. And also a giant gilded frame.
Are you trying to suggest this is a poor decision after we've dragged it halfway through the
No, pyramid? I'm just trying to think of solutions here, but also yeah.
Now that she's saying it, I'm getting concerned thinking about the boat we have at our disposal. And if
we're gonna need to sell this to buy a boat.
Didn't we just get, like you said, approximately 30,000 gold pieces? Yeah. So what do we need the sarcophagi for?
35,000.
And like, the painting's cool, but can't we just like take it out of the frame and like roll it up and like that would just be much easier?
That is so awful. I can't believe you'd even suggest that. The frame is part of the art.
Like, we can get a new frame once we have a boat.
That frame is so nice.
Yeah, but it's so heavy. Like, my arms already hurt.
Out of everything we have here, I feel like the painting is the least of our problems, though.
No, I want the painting more than the frame or the sarcophagus.
No. Yes, I agree with you on that. What I'm saying is,
keep the painting.
I think we could carry a painting through the jungle.
Yeah,
I don't know
that
we can get this thing through the gesturing at the obvious giant gold box.
I climb into the sarcophagus during all of this. I'm propped against it, sitting up and drinking my whiskey. I'm like, you guys can figure this out. I'm taking a break.
Penny's gonna take out her knife that she just always has and's never used, and kind of try to cut out the painting from the frame very carefully.
Make just a sleight of hand check.
Yes. Yes, I was hoping it would be sleight of hand. Let's see, is that a 4 or 9?
It looks like a 12 to me.
That's a 12.
Yeah, you cut into, we'll say you start at the top left. And you cut, but your wrist slips from all of the blood from the previous room. And you just make a gash across Godzilla's back.
No! I'm so sorry.
What did you do?
Nothing. Penny's gonna make a mental note to tape that together later.
So are you still carrying it in the full frame? Or did you...
I finished cutting it out and rolling it up, and don't show anyone that I cut a gas and Godzilla's
part. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. No, you're not able to, like, find good purchase after that. With a 12.
So we're still in the room.
Can't we just, like, get it out of the pyramid and then have Pistol Pete and his crew do all the work?
I mean,
so they get their cut.
Their cut is the sarcophagus.
There's a whole bunch of more gold in here that they can come get.
Yeah, I just feel like they're pretty fed up with our you know, whole kind of shenanigans. And maybe asking them to carry a heavy-ass sarcophagus through the jungle might be a breaking point.
I think that when they see all the gold, they will change their mind.
It did make them forget their friends.
Well, I'm not suggesting they forget their friends. I'm suggesting they move on with their lives loaded.
Let's just push it.
Yeah.
We've come.
Get everything out.
I mean, we still also have to, like, swim quite a long ways to get out of here.
Yes.
With the sarcophagi.
I mean, I don't have to breathe.
I no longer can fit in the bag, I don't think.
Yeah, I don't think I can, my head can fit in the one. I think maybe potentially one of our heads could fit in the bag, but not for like the full time.
We can empty the bag and then come back.
Yeah.
Okay.
All that we're losing is time.
Why are you making this hard?
All right, empty the bag. I want to get in it.
Yeah, now, yeah.
Right, well, now is not the time.
Put me in the bag.
We have to get back first.
Wait, so you're going to leave us in the pyramid while you go and dump out the bag of money?
We have to get to the swimming part.
Can we just go to the swimming part and then argue over there?
We're getting there. Don't make me turn this car around.
Don't make me turn the sarcophagus around.
Before the swimming part, there's the getting over the gas. You can do that using the same shenanigans you used to cross it the first time.
Excellent.
With the sarcophagus?
No, certainly not with the sarcophagus.
So there was two levers in this room, right?
I think.
There was one lever in that room.
Oh, it was just the one that... Why are you out there now?
How did we do this last time? Just like reverse engineer it.
We swung and flew across.
Yeah, I misty stepped and I can't do that again.
Tor had the anchor on a rope, I think, and we somehow.
Yeah.
I still have wings.
How did we get the sarcophagus across is the real question.
You all get across. I'll put the anchor on, connect it to the sarcophagus, or fish hook it some way like that. And then we drag it all the way over.
You're right, because it doesn't care about poison gas.
You can get hurt.
I mean, technically, Abraham, you don't care about poison gas either, right?
So I don't want to really risk this. I think it might still hurt.
Abraham did heal for 30.
Oh, I did. That's correct.
From lay on hands.
I'm feeling much better. I still... Yeah, I mean, like, I can get across. I can just, like, walk over here and walk along the wall if I want.
Mm-hmm. I'm just gonna fly over it if that's an option.
That is the option.
Tor will throw his anchor across and anchor it in, like, a mooring line and let the others cross over.
Oh yeah, it's that's not going anywhere, Tor. That's solid.
Abraham, I'm gonna need you over here.
Oh.
Anyone who uses Tor's rope will need to give me an acrobatics check.
Yeah. Acrobatics check.
On penalty of falling.
Fall.
I'll give it a swing.
I hope a 10 beats it. I think that was a 10.
That was an 8. Neither 8 nor 12.
What's going on, guys?
Able to beat it.
It's because I was rolling so hot last session.
Yeah.
Yeah, your luck's out.
You guys just both fall in the gas?
Just both fall in the gas.
What happens? Penny's going to pop out her wings.
Can you do that as a reaction?
No, dang, it's an action.
All right, yeah, you fall in the gas. Now, you are both able to quickly run out of the gas, but not before taking 21 damage.
How many damage? If we're
21 necrotic damage.
If we're all crawling across together, they would be in the aura protection and get that little buff.
Oh, okay. But remind me, is it plus 5 still?
5, yep.
Okay. Arf is successful then. Penny is still just shy.
Run out of there, that's quick!
Funny. Yeah, Penny's gonna sprint as fast as her little legs are gonna carry her out of there.
Alright. That damage does not repeat. You're just like choking and gasping, but after a minute you're able to calm down. And be okay.
And I'm also gonna cure wounds myself real quick.
In hindsight, maybe our little critter should have helped you.
And then I still have to do like a swing-a-ma-jig to get across, don't I?
Yes.
Which Mer will help action me? If she can.
Hey, so you gained hit points from the gas.
I did, actually. I gained, like, a couple hit points. It feels a little cheaty to have Raven help me, though. I don't know. I always
With a 16, Tor can swing across.
All right. And then Tor will throw his anchor back across at the sarcophagus and let Abraham, you know, kind of
hook it in there.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, I'll do my best. Oh, this is a really heavy anchor. I have a 12 strength. So, I mean, I'm stronger than your average man, but not by too much.
You're strong enough to secure the anchor to the sarcophagus.
All right.
And now everybody pulls.
Reel it in, everybody.
Yes.
Yeah, Abraham will, like, walk up the wall, walk along the ceiling, walk back down this other wall.
Mm-hmm.
I really like doing that, guys.
Always Raven.
And then it's the whole process of pushing this through everywhere.
Yeah, you go backwards.
Pivot.
Yeah, you're able to backtrack. The question now is, what are you going to do when you get back to the first room and there's all of that blood?
All that blood.
Oh, that's right. Because that's acid blood. That's not blood.
Yeah, this is acid blood.
I thought the only... Remember, the only way out is through? Why are we backtracking?
What?
There was no other way through.
We discovered that there was no way through.
There was no through. We got as far as we could, and then okay. There was no more.
Which were the levers that I didn't touch? There was a couple.
Pull the lever, Penelope.
There was one here. Apologies, okay. Audio listeners. I don't know how to describe it in relation to everything else.
There's like the northwestmost room.
Yeah, and one way back across the poison gas.
Oh my. I can do that one.
That one only opened up the the shaft, right? The slidey spot?
Shaft?
Yeah,
or
but
was
me...
I wrong about that?
Yes.
Damn right.
I don't think anyone has pulled the one, excuse me, in the top right room. The north.
I thought for some reason, I misremembered. I was thinking that was what opened up here. Our
no.
Window. No, those main doors were what do you call it in 5th edition? Lock spell that someone dispelled.
That's what I misremember. That's why I was thinking there's two levers back there. That one opened that, gotcha. And there was still another one.
So this lever is probably going to drain out into the acid room.
Do you want to pull the other lever first, or do you want me to pull this one first?
I'll pull. I pull.
Wait.
We're saying it's back or? Oh, it's in this room. No.
Tora's gonna go to the first lever and make sure it's not still pulled, so that if more water does keep pouring, it's not more acid water.
That's a good call. That's thinking.
Okay.
And he's gonna go make sure that that's in the off position.
Okay. Yeah, you can do so. And Penelope is going first, right before Abraham.
Yeah, out of spite, mostly.
All right, and as you predicted, it drains into the whole thing. This cause those magically preserved rafts that you saw to rise up on the blood, which would have allowed you to hopscotch over the poison gas.
Yeah, that's what I thought the puzzle was, and then we anchored over it.
Yeah.
Are they magically bound together or just preserved?
I think it's preserved so that the acid doesn't decay it.
And just the ravages of time.
Yeah,
they've been in here for thousands of years.
Yeah.
Well, it's more.
I'm pulling the lever now.
Okay, and when Abraham pulls the lever, some grates in the wall on... So there's the pit with the acid in it, or the poison gas in it. Mm-hmm. The wall on the far side of it, close to where Abraham is, has some previously closed grates, like the one in the skeleton barracks. They open up, causing the blood to funnel through. And Abraham, you can hear the blood rushing down the slant that you all climbed up, like the ramp.
Do you have that sound effect one more time, Nathan?
Oh, yeah. I fully intended to do that both times. Thank you.
There that is. There it is.
You hear it rushing down. As you hear it, anyone who is at any point in this chamber who can see blood sees the level of the blood diminishing to the point that it's negligible, like less than an inch, such that even your boots would be fine.
Nice.
Well, I guess I'll begin the long journey back to the front.
Yep. That's the end of the puzzle. You're able to return to the, you're able to return back to the, your friends outside of the pyramid safely.
Sure, I'm glad we didn't damage that painting or leave the sarcophagus behind.
Pete, we got you a present. Please don't hate us. Also, I hope you're alive and no Yeti's got you.
The crew is alive.
Okay, good.
I don't know why I hate you.
Before we leave, I think I'm going to need to do an 8-hour meditation session.
Why?
Just, I really got hurt in that pyramid and...
But we healed you. I don't see why you'd need to meditate. I've never actually seen you meditate, ever.
It's something I do all the time.
When?
Well, I don't know. Do you guys feel... You said you got hurt. Was there anything really dangerous in that pyramid, or do you think we're safe to make camp here?
Oh, there was, a ton of mummies, but I think we, killed them all. So, we killed them
also
a second time.
There's, a ton of gold left for you guys to go get.
Oh, approximately like probably 30,000 approximately more gold.
His eyes, his pupils turn into dollar signs. He's like, see, excuse me.
Yeah,
all right, well, Kareem, you heard him.
You guys get your cut once you get it all back.
And load up the sarcophagus full of gold so we can carry it back.
I don't know if we're going to be able to carry that if we fill it with gold.
Tor's going to begin breaking down some smaller trees.
We can roll it.
I like how he thinks.
I like this guy. All right. All right. Let's go, Kareem. Let's go.
In the meantime, Penny's going to start setting up camp like on the river or around the water, around the pyramid.
Sounds good.
Let's see. Spellbook.
Tor's had to get heavy loot out of places before.
Not his first rodeo, huh?
So, as an action, I can do a 100-foot radius. For 8 hours, I can do a mile radius. Or a half mile radius, so a mile total.
Okay.
100-foot radius, 200-foot total. So how far from here to wherever we're trying to... Where are we going from here? I just realized we have...
We thought like the pyramid was gonna help us out, but like then we never really we didn't. I mean, we got money, but we didn't really get any like direction or anything. But maybe after I sleep, I might have some stuff.
That's true. As Abraham does his meditation, you can all finish your level ups. You're level 10 now. Pete would also mention that Guthrie did some scouting while you were all waiting, and he saw a. Village. It appeared to be a populated village, maybe 4 hours south of you.
Interesting.
They were a coastal village. It looked like a fishing community.
My normal travel apparel.
All right. How far away?
4 hours on foot. Maybe six with the sarcophagus.
I was just about to ask, like, what is the sarcophagi travel time?
Yeah.
Well, Tor has a plan for, decreasing that time.
If you're able to, like, craft a cart or, like, a wheelbarrow or something, then yes, I will reduce the time.
Tor was going to let do the log rolly thing, but Tor was going to use a spell he hasn't used yet before, Find Steed. Summon War Horse. Okay. And then
horse. With his
trade, his basic traveler bag stuff, he has rope, so attach it and pull. Gotta move the logs.
Nice.
Okay. Are we resting? Is it time?
I think it's time.
I think it's time. Okay, Penny's gonna get a really, really really early night's rest after she sets up camp.
And then...
Sounds good. She wakes up feeling like divine.
She wakes up feeling like she's metaphorically leveled up. And she's gonna wake up super like just before the dawn, and she's gonna sit by herself in front of the river or the lake or whatever. And just bask in the early morning light, and she's gonna cast a little commune, maybe.
Okay. Real quick before we get there, the night will be uneventful, but are any of you working on other things? I know obviously Abraham is meditating on destroying the island.
Yeah, fuck this place.
Tor will get it set up for, like he said, he summons his steed, which that would take the first 10 minutes. And then get the rollers and stuff all attached. Mm-hmm. But then basically, eat manticore.
Perfect. Anything specific from Finn and Arf? Or are you just chilling?
Just chilling, trying to recoup a little bit. And yeah. Yeah, that's all. That's all.
Yeah, Arf's just chilling and hanging out. And kind of whenever anybody goes by him, he just... kind of holds over his bottle of whiskey, one of them, and he just kind of, like, it's like an offer to them, and he just, whenever they walk by, he just goes, all right.
Sounds good. All right, Penelope, please proceed with all your fun stuff.
So I, again, backtracking, Penny wakes up super early and basks in the morning dawn light and is going to cast Commune. You contact your deity, who she calls Mom, or a divine proxy and ask them up to three questions that can be answered with a yes or no. You must ask your questions before the spell ends. You receive a correct answer for each question. But divine beings aren't necessarily omnificent. Okay. Let me know when you're ready for questions.
I am ready for questions. I'm pulling up my god appendix to remind myself your god's personality, but...
Mom, if you're, the pyramid was pretty cool. I'm glad my little nuns were there and we didn't die. Do you know if we go to that village, if we'll be able to get off this island?
Okay. I apologize. I was pulling that up. So ask me the last question one more time.
If we go to that village, will we find a way to get off the island?
Yes, daughter.
Oh, Mom. Hi. Okay. Cool. Cool, cool, cool. And we should still definitely go to Shigeodai, right? Like, that should be our next plan of attack.
There's silence for quite a while. Just, like... But like out of character, I'll remind you that like these yeses and nos are from the perspective of the god. So they are true, they're not deceptive, but they come with their own like perspective. So after some silence, some what you imagine is contemplation, or maybe you worry that she's like drifted.
Oh.
You hear, "Yes, child."
It's possible that we're gonna beat the mind flayers, right? Like, this isn't stupid.
Yes, child. Leaving you to wonder whether it's possible for us to defeat the mind flayers or this is stupid is what she's responding to. You generally have the sense that it is that she's answering the former, the first question. It is possible.
Okay, thanks, Mom. I'll talk to you later.
Be safe, my dear. You would get the sense of a very strong sense of like seeing animals in front of you, even though they're not actually there. Almost like Pokemon Go. You see two cuddling wolves.
Aww. I wave bye to the wolves and I go back to camp.
All right. Abraham, how long does it take for all of the nature to begin showing signs of decay?
Well, I suppose that might be your call, because plant growth, here, I have to cast it.
I thought it was like a year out when you were going to use
it.
That's what I thought too. Yeah, I can't remember for sure.
On a point within range becomes enriched for 1 year, right? But
right.
After casting any of these spells, all vegetable life in the area, including... whatever's involved with casting the spell withers and shriveled. The transformation takes place gradually over the course of 1 week. So, is it a week? Is it a year and a week?
A year and a week?
Yeah, I think it's a year and a week. Like, stuff is extra good for a year, and then it slowly begins to wither. It's like the biblical Joseph, but without the finite suffering. It's just infinite suffering after the good times.
Yeah, makes sense.
All right. So,
permanent? Forever?
For those plants, yes. I mean, other people could come in and plant other plants, but yeah, the all vegetable life would include like pollinating flowers and mosses and lichens and all of the different things that make up a healthy ecosystem. So yeah, I mean, it's a pretty devastating effect.
Well, I mean, I told him I would. I want to keep leveling as a warlock, so.
Yeah.
I gotta do something. I did just get an interesting feature as a warlock for jumping up to level 10.
I couldn't chime in because I wasn't in the room, but I just wanted to be like, well, technically he said you wanted to destroy the plans and stuff, like, for everything that, like, the people here, and at the time it was just out of Wumpa. I was like, and we did murder him, so technically we did destroy all of his stuff and people.
I want to salt the earth.
Well, I know Abraham does.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I would look any different necessarily, but I do have an ability called Necrotic Husk, where I now have resistance to... I now have resistance to necrotic damage, and when I'm in my form, I have complete immunity to necrotic damage.
Nice.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah.
But do you look like a little corn husk man now?
Yeah. No.
Well, do you, like, shred a husk? It sounds really gross and spooky.
It is pretty gross and spooky.
Just like super baggy, old, dead skin.
I mean, to be fair, what of Abraham's stuff that he does is not typically gross and spooky.
I was going to say, it seems pretty on brand.
Yeah, his whole vibe is gross and spooky.
Well, having tended to your various needs, are you all ready to set out to the fishing village?
Yes.
Pete and his crew are...
See.
We're here. We'll do what we need to. I'll just say the faster we get to Shaky Odai, the faster my crew and I can get, like, a full ship again, because I don't expect that little village is going to have anything super seaworthy, hopefully enough to get us there. More than our own raft.
Yeah, and at least we have, like, a sarcophagus now that we could do something with that maybe in the village. Who's to say?
Yeah, they're gonna want it. Or
definitely gives us some bargaining power. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. All right.
Unless they're like a village, because, you know, there's not like civilization over here, and maybe they don't care about gold, and now we're just stuck with all this gold.
Everyone cares about gold.
Abraham not has everyone. Not read Utopia.
Abraham's not clearly met Celine.
What about golden acorns?
Now you're talking.
Those are precious.
Golden acorn tops.
Precious commodities.
But they're not as worth much as the golden acorn.
They're not worth as much as just regular egg corn tops.
Yeah, those are a commodity.
Yeah.
All right. You arrive in the village without trouble. Some of the village's hunters spot you approaching, and they make themselves known and just beckon that it's fine for you to come. They actually seem very cheerful. New visitors. We don't see new people here very often. Brings you to these pots.
Our boat kind of got crushed by a giant kraken, and then we were drifting at sea for a little bit, and then we kind of washed up here, and then now we're here, and we didn't go into any cursed pyramid or anything.
Well, that would be good.
Pyramid. Yeah, that would be really bad if we just, like, brought a mummy curse here.
Yeah, definitely don't do that.
We would never.
Very far away from the pyramid up there. Bad luck. Sorry about the kraken. That sucks. Just happens. I know they're everywhere.
Yeah, he was a jerk, but like, you know, we survived for the most part. So, yeah, anyways, what's your name?
My name?
Yeah, I forgot to ask your name.
I have a name.
Oh,
and
cool.
It's a good name too.
Yo. My name's Penelope. This is Raven.
Iping.
Thank you, Pippin.
You're welcome.
Do you like gold?
Don't really have much of a need for it here.
What about acorn tops? Is that something that you guys like?
They're nice for decoration, yeah. More than just gold coins, I suppose.
Interesting. I don't have any. I just was trying to make conversation.
Well, my name's Kendall. It's a pleasure to meet you all.
Kendall?
Kendall.
Like Jenner?
Don't know anyone by that name, but my name's Kendall.
Cool.
It's a pleasure to meet you. Can you help us get off of this island?
Oh, yeah. We have a seafaring vessel that we don't use anymore. It's a bit leaky, needs to be repaired, but it's all yours if you want it.
We'll just take that then.
I mean, why, Abraham, do you guys need it? What is your guys' whole vibe? Like, do you just are happy in this little village and nothing ever bothers you? There's no monsters you need us to slay in exchange for it, or like?
Oh, no, I mean.
Sightings.
Yeah, there's a tropical yeti. It's kind of territorial, but as long as you stay away from its man cave, it leaves you alone.
Oh my
But you know, or if you're near its territory, just bring it some kind of offering, and it'll leave you be. Manticores, chimera. No, we're kind of set fighting all of them. We fight all of them quite a bit. They stay away from the village now because they know we can take them. But stay away from the.
Is there a village elder or chief or something that we need to ask permission, or we're just good to take it?
Oh, you're just good to take it. I mean, if you want to talk to our elder, you can. But I wouldn't offer you any of our coastal ships. We need those for fishing.
And
for protection. I mean, the Taiyangese have been kind of up in our business lately, but I think there's some kind of a war going on between the Taiyangese and West Anakins.
Oh, they're sure 100% is. It sucks real bad.
Yeah, well, happens every few hundred year or a few dozen years, right? I guess that's what they do. It's part of why I like being part of this village. Don't have to worry about any of that. Just do my fishing, do my dues for the village. Simpler life.
Is there a name that you call the village? Is there other villages? Sorry, we've been on this island for a couple of days, and we haven't we've only seen tropical yetis and manticores and mummies. Not mummies.
He pauses. There are other villages. They don't usually survive very long.
Mm-hmm.
Is this the one that survives?
We have survived for quite a while. There are others, but not very close to us. Not within a day.
Not within, say, a mile of that pyramid.
See, you keep bringing up this pyramid. Why do I get this sneaking suspicion that you have...
It's the only mile marker we've had, really. Yeah. It's our reference point. Forgive us. We're just trying to better understand where we're coming and going from. Yeah, we got stranded.
Right, okay. Well. Wait, so you fought a mummy?
No.
A Kraken.
Never said that.
No, but Dion Girl there, she mentioned a mummy.
I was talking about, like, you know, my mummy.
She's delirious. She hasn't she hasn't had water in days.
I'm very
sick. She's quite ill. Bless her.
Do you need some water or tea?
I would love some tea.
Please, please come. We'll bring you some. I think we have some rum around here somewhere as well.
Oh, excellent.
Oh.
I want to make a joke so bad, but I'm not gonna.
Finn just wants to lean over to Penelope and just be like, my love, you gotta start to learn to just ever so slightly, don't give it all away right from the jump. All right.
I'm so sorry. I know you mean well.
I know you mean well. It's all right. I worry about you sometimes.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I will try to not tell people about all the mummies we fought.
It's all right. I know. It's been a hard day. It's all right.
But it was really cool. We fought a bunch of mummies.
It was very cool. And again, moving buddies. That's going to be our little partner nickname because of the moving of the things.
Mm-hmm. The moving company is what they call the two of us.
I love it. I'm here for it. Very good. Let's get to some tea.
Yeah, Kendall will boil some water for tea. He's got some filtered like mineral water as well. He's got some rum, so he can mix the rum with the tea or just like make some grog. But he waves you all over to come and join him. Penelope, Ping, Arf, handsome fellow, I can't remember your name. And of course the Finn, that's what it was. Come on over. I'm not intending for there to be anything supernatural about that. I'm assuming that he got all of your names at some point.
He's not an omnipotent being.
You literally put me on guard as you did that. You're like, boom. He's like, wait a minute here.
Penny feels bad that Kendall's being so nice to them. So she's going to give him a handful of raisin bran or the dry bran.
Thank you. Is this, we don't have, like, livestock here or anything.
Oh, no, this is for you to, like, eat it.
Oh.
Yeah, it's not very good, but it's all that I have.
Eat it, and it's not very good.
Yeah, it seems like it would really lower my sex drive or something.
She also gives him a candle, from the nuns back home, and she says, maybe this will help.
Oh, you know, thank you. That is quite lovely.
You light it on fire.
I know what a candle is, dear.
Okay, cool.
Oh, boy.
She needs a tailor.
So you guys have all the hunting, all the fishing that you could ever want. This place is a veritable paradise, untouched by war.
What do you guys do for fun? Like drink rum and
drink rum, tell stories, play sports ball with one another.
Sports ball.
Where do you get the rum?
Do you guys make the rum from sugarcane? Probably.
Sugarcane, bananas, coconuts.
Banana rum. You know what would be really good with the flakes that I got you is like some bananas.
I would not really want to profane a banana in that manner.
Okay.
Anyway, join me for some drinks. It seems you're quite curious about this village. I mean, if you want to stay, then, I mean, you can talk to Gopi Atamalaho and see about, I don't know, just staying here.
I've never left my homeland before. This is like the first time I've like, you know, been to like a new city or whatever, but this isn't really like a city. It's like a village.
It's the first time since you've left your home, you say?
Yeah.
Why'd you leave?
Oh, that's a really long story, bro.
I mean, we've got time.
Basically, she looks over at Penny. Looks over at Finn. Like,
she wasn't there.
This is an appropriate time to say things if you want to.
Okay, so like basically people are trying to destroy like the universe that we know and we're trying to stop it. So we had to go to Shigeodai, but then we got, you know, crushed by a Kraken and now we're here. Is that summed it up?
Yeah, that's pretty
good.
And corn top.
On the way to Shigeodai, you say?
Yeah. To kind of like, you know, stop the whole world from ending, at least like the world as we know it from ending, because there's these creatures called Mind Flayers, and they kind of wanted to take over our reality or whatever, and we don't want that to happen because that would probably be really bad.
Well, that would be bad, but there's a talk of the world ending every generation, it seems. Hasn't ended yet.
This one's for real, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they all say.
Well, you know, maybe the world hasn't ended because there's a group of heroes that comes in and saves them and stops it from ending, and that's us this time, I guess. Sure.
Do you know what a mind flayer is?
It sounds really unpleasant.
Pray that you never meet one.
And they eat your brain.
They do eat your brain. So you see why we don't want them kind of taking over our whole reality as we know it.
Yeah.
We met the head mind flayer offshore. He tried to do a little bit of a parlay and feed us, you know, brains, and we politely declined.
Well, what kind of brains? I mean, a nice brain once in a while is it's like a no-brainer.
Human.
Not a nice one.
Yeah, like humanoid brain.
I can't brush over the no-brainer joke.
That was very good. That was a very good joke.
I made a pretty good joke earlier. You should have heard it.
What was it?
It was about your sister.
Oh my god.
I knew exactly what you're doing.
Wow. I quit.
I want to say I heard the joke that Cody didn't say when he was like, I have a joke and I'm not gonna say it. I heard him say it in my head. But we'll move on.
Please.
Yeah, I, you know, the one of the tribes on the other side of the island, they are cannibalistic, but only once someone is, like, on their deathbed, right? And they give back to their community. It's a whole thing.
Oh, well, that's kind of nice.
Yeah, better than attacking and eating your enemies, right?
Yeah.
Like, just willy-nilly. Yeah. Anyway.
How do they get, like... Don't they get, like, what is that? Kuru or some sort of disease from eating people? A prion disease? John Hopkins disease or whatever?
I've never heard of a John Hopkins, but they do seem a little bit weird. But who am I to judge? They stay on their side, we stay on our side.
So what's the story with, like, the big pyramid?
Well,
what we were doing, she could not let well enough alone.
I've never really been. I'm not really much of a storyteller. I'm not good at explaining it the way that our tribe elder here is. So I'll let Gopi Ata Mihalo tell it.
Does he like to drink coconut rum?
Yeah, he's the one over here sitting next to you as well. He's thus far been silent.
He's been here the whole time.
Yeah, he's the one who looks very slightly different from all of the other villagers.
I see.
Penny bows in reverence.
There's no need for that, child. Please enjoy your tea.
I can't thank you enough for you and your village's gracious hospitality. And if there's anything that we could do to repay the kindness, please do not hesitate to ask.
Well, if any of you are religious, or
inclined to commune with nature in any various ways. The forests have been a little bit scant this season. Our harvest mm-hmm. has not, the fruits have not been as plentiful.
Mm-hmm.
Anything you can do to bless or enhance the yield of our crops would be just delightful.
Can I try a divine intervention?
For sure.
Fuck you.
It's time! Y'all have no idea. Okay, so the need is definitely great, always, all the time. And Penny is going to take a moment and think about healing, asking Mom, think about Mom and the two wolves cuddling she saw this morning, and think about like healing the land and like a giant fat coconut and Tropical Yeti sipping out of like a giant fat coconut. And she's going to roll a D1. I'm going to roll a D100. And oh my gosh, what if it works?
Looking for a 10 or lower.
10 or lower.
Ha!
80.
Yeah, your plea is met with silence.
She must be napping. I did wake her up pretty early.
Abraham puts a finger to his head. He's like, I'm getting something. I'm receiving word from the forest. I hear it. They say they're saving all their energy to give you one last good harvest, and then they're all gonna die.
Oh, well, that's incredibly tragic.
Yeah.
Maybe we can't give you our seafaring vessel then. We may need it.
How about a lot of gold?
What good would gold do?
You could buy a vessel.
From who? Where?
Well, you could take some of your other boats out somewhere, buy a boat, and bring it back.
You look at their, like, fleet. They've got one boat that has sails. The rest of them are canoes.
All right, you can come with us, then.
You'll look strong.
Pack up your things. We'll be heading out soon.
Wait,
that's right, but this is our cherished homeland. Are you sure that everything is going to go to shit?
Well, yes. I've just got done communing with nature, and it did say everything was going to go to shit. At least within a 1 mile radius of the pyramid.
And I asked Mom, and Mom was, I think she's you know, napping.
Oh, well, the pyramid's cursed anyway. We know this.
Yeah, something about blood acid.
Definitely
seeping
don't
into the ground.
Go there.
Destroying the environment, but...
Anyways, what's the deal with the pyramid anyways? Like... Was there any, like, lore passed down from generation to generation?
Let's get on that boat.
Ah, yes, yes. Oh, the lore of the pyramid, yes. Many, many tides ago, when the world was young and not all the stars had been born, he launches into a tale that only lasts for 1 hour.
Nice.
Damn. That could have been a 6-hour story.
It could have been a 6-hour story. The essence of the story is an evil warlord from a far-off land came and conquered all of the villages. The island used to be a little bit more populated. Brought his own curse upon the land because he had been rejected from his people, and so he had to... Because he was a cruel and arrogant man, he had to rule over the other people that he, like, arrived at. Almost like the British colonies, in terms of, like, kicking people off of their land and just being an asshole. Many, many villagers left. Some caved and went along with his, like, regime. Others fought back. Luckily, eventually, he did die of old age, and his most loyal followers both those that he had brought with him and those who had forsaken their other villages to ally themselves with him. They buried him within the pyramid that he had been constructing in his own honor. I think you already knew all of those broad strokes. The one detail that you might have picked up from the story is Atahualpa had at one point possessed a weapon that he used to kill Golzia, but that weapon, he no longer had that weapon when he arrived on the island. He kept lamenting that his home people stole his birthright and his weapon from him. And
he was from Arcathian. He was Arcathian, right?
He was he's from Tlatzcayotl. I am trying to remember. I believe Tlatzcan is the
Tlatzcan.
Yeah. But yes, he did a lot of work with the Arcathians as well. He was a figure that united Arcathians and Tlatzcayotl together.
Okay.
And so the weapon could be referring to an artifact from either nation.
Interesting.
You know the items that make up the Jushbatar lyre. In Tlatzcayotl, there is a stone of endless sacrifice. And mm-hmm. in Arcathians, there is the Actilian spear. So if it is one of the lyre items, it's almost certainly the spear.
Not a rock in the head.
Well, what was the item that was depicted in the paintings?
Wasn't it a spear?
It was a spear, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, there was a spear in the paintings.
Making sure it was a spear.
Yeah.
Could have been the rock.
Maybe the rock summons a spear. And that's maybe why it's called the Rock of Spears.
It's not called the Rock of Spears. Cody just trying to write his own homebrew.
Just gaslighting the DM.
He's like, I got notes, receipts.
Look, it's in the encyclopedia you sent us, Nathan.
Yeah, it's on the wiki.
I might have just wrote it in, but it's in there.
Bring up the compendium.
Anyways, if you don't, should we bounce?
So, shove it all off the shore. Going aboard is going aboard.
That's right.
Who's coming with us to Shekioda?
We could also take one of you and you could get a different boat that's more transport.
Or just take this boat back.
There you go.
Kendall seems stirred by this. He's like, I will accept this quest. I will ride with you. I will bring, I will find a crew of my own and return with this boat, maybe with a fleet. I mean, and, then we will be prepared to launch off and find another island if we need to, if Dien truly does come. He looks over at the elder. He's like, is this appropriate? The elder nods, points out to the horizon.
See that line where the sky meets the sea?
Yeah, the horizon?
Kendall says, yes, it calls me.
Go on.
Well, welcome to the crew, Kendall.
I need the whole song, listen, please.
No one knows how far it goes.
I don't remember the rest of the words.
Are you guys singing some sort of song?
You want to go there?
Cody, if you don't know, yes.
We get copyright.
I am Kendall.
Is it copyright strike if you like William Shatner sing speak it?
Right.
Ooh, there you go.
Kendall will happily join the crew with plans to return here upon arriving in Shekioda.
Oh, another NPC we've kidnapped.
You might see a mind flayer after all.
Oh, don't let him eat your brain.
Maybe I will just stay here. No, I must do this for my people.
Too late. Too late. Boat's all you're coming.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
You're already on the manifest. At this point, you have to go.
That's right.
Here's your gold. We already paid you.
Well, manifest. Everybody's getting Kindle all settled. Tor's just moving logs up to, like, the dock. He's just going to start moving the sarcophagus.
You know, Finn's everybody's over been checking it out, trying to figure out what needs fixing. Yeah, we got to get this train going.
Dad, do you know where I can park my sarcophagus?
So that you did go into pyramid.
No, it was just in the jungle.
We found it. This was just...
made sure to get it off our boat.
We came. This is our sarcophagus. We That's came right. with this.
We brought it with us.
We have sarcophagus from home. At home.
If you want, I will.
The sarcophagus has a graven depiction of Atahualpa.
I can.
That's me.
That's me.
You don't see the resemblance?
No, I don't. That looks exactly like the man from the stories.
If I shave my mustache, it looks exactly like me.
The boobs and everything, because it's a sarcophagus.
Yeah, that's with my armor.
This is not the sarcophagus you're thinking of.
Oh my god.
You rolled a 27.
Murr's just on my shoulder nodding yes with that, doing the help action.
Well, Kendall is like
silvery barbs in this party.
You that is Atahualpa, even if you didn't go into pyramid, that is him, but it doesn't change the fact that I need to go with you.
You can do you want dibs on sleeping in the sarcophagus?
No, I don't want to sleep on the same boat as that, but I have to.
I think it's going to take like 8 hours to fix this ship.
Yeah.
I'll do it again.
Perfect.
Gotta make your own
prophecy come true.
Prophecy come true.
Yeah.
Well, I told him I'd give him the whole thing, and I just don't know how far we're going to actually travel to make that. So I've got to make it as, you know, impactful as possible. Mm-hmm. This is the one that I'm gonna give up. These guys are paying the price for other bigger civilizations.
Yeah.
And they seem just like really nice, chill dudes. If we could save them and maybe like 2 tropical yetis so we could have a mating pair of tropical yetis.
What?
Never agreed to that.
Noah's Ark.
Yeah. So if the male tropical yeti resides in a man cave,
the female tropical yeti resides in a she shed.
A she shed?
A she shed. Yeah, so there are only like guards depicted here, but this is an entire like functioning village. Like
village children running around?
Yeah, they're playing sports ball in the shallow water of the beach.
Penny's gonna join them.
So you can play some sports ball. You can repair the boat over the course of 8 hours while Abraham destroys, like, seals their fate with a withered grasp.
Is the sports ball a deflated volleyball with a bloody handprint on it by chance?
Why would it?
Have you seen Castaway?
Is its name Wilson?
Roll a d20. Alex.
Oh, yes, okay.
It is not.
Oh, dang it.
My first thought was Blitzball.
Yeah, that's what I said too. Did you hear me say Blitzball?
No.
Blitzball?
I missed that.
I imagine it's like the Brazilian volleyball that they play with their feet.
That's some hardcore volleyball.
What's the one that they played in El Dorado?
with the Mayan thing with the 2 hoops.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's
It
looks, to put it in like real world terms, it looks like rugby but in the shallow water. So like the
like a water polo.
Yeah.
Like
rugby meets water polo.
With the children.
According to Google, it's called Pocketok or something like that.
That sounds familiar.
T-O-K.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't say it sounds familiar.
I went to Tetlachitlan once, and that I think I recall that.
Nice.
Nice.
Yeah, all right. We're going to call our halfway point here. So when we come back, your ship will be ready. The land will be doomed, and we'll get back into it. So those of you who are with us live, thank you for hanging out. We'll be back in about 10 minutes. So that'll be 11:20 for those of you on the East Coast. Podcast listeners, we'll see you next week.